A present help. May 22, 1903. Typed. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 22, 23. These words seem almost beyond the grasp of our faith, yet we are to believe them and act in accordance with them. But we must remember that Christ does not promise to hide with himself in God the humanity of the one who clings to his sinful ways or his self-righteousness. We must take time to pray, and then we must live lives that are in harmony with our prayers, believing that the Lord will answer us. The answer may not come in just the way that we expect, but we may rest assured that the Master knows our every necessity. We are to meet every trial with the words, "Not my will, but God's be done." Luke 22, verse 42. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. To place ourselves in close connection with Christ by fervent, believing prayer, this is our duty. For our part of the contract, we are responsible. For the rest, we are to trust the one who knows and understands what will best help us in our endeavors to do his will. Let us place ourselves in the line of cooperation with God, making it possible for him to answer our prayers. He has issued his promissory notes, declaring, "A new heart will I give you." Ezekiel 36, verse 26. He says that he will be found of those who seek him with the whole heart. When you lose your hold on Christ, the bank of heaven has not failed, but you have broken your covenant with God. He cannot cover your sin while you continue in sin, refusing to let him take away your transgression, because you suppose that in disobeying the commands of God, you have placed yourself beyond help. The Lord says, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. Then stop worrying over the troubles that you so often bring upon yourself, and come like a penitent child to Jesus, confessing your sins. Thus saith the High and Holy One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57, verse 15.